from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Monday, May 22nd. Coming up, the number of Illinois students getting college credit in high school through advanced placement and dual credit classes is soaring. Peter Medlin looks into what's behind that growth and what it means for students. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois lawmakers have yet to reach a deal on a state budget. They blew past their self-imposed deadline to finish all of their business Friday night. Now they're expected to be back at the State House this week. A plan to pay for health care for undocumented immigrants is slowing negotiations. It's expected to cost hundreds of millions more than expected. Republican State Representative Jeff Kiker says revenues keep growing, yet somehow budget fights still happen.
We've got 25% more than we did five short years ago. Why do we need to continue to expand when we aren't taking care of the commitments that we have already put into place?
Senate President Don Harmon and House Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch issued a joint statement saying negotiations are, quote, productive, and lawmakers would return on Wednesday. Illinois state senators have passed a measure aimed at protecting license plate data of people driving from other states to receive abortion care. The measure would prohibit automated license plate reader companies from sharing data with law enforcement from states where abortion access is restricted, specifically for the purpose of prosecuting the person. The measure would also bar other states from using this data to investigate someone's immigration status. Democratic Senator Sarah Feigenholz says there's not enough data privacy protections as license plate readers become more widely used.
Right now, we are reading stories about women and persons being stalked at healthcare centers, at protests, and at immigration clinics.
The measure needs a final vote from the House before heading to the governor. A plan to bury the remains of thousands of Native Americans held by Illinois museums and universities is heading to Governor J.B. Pritzker. Dave McKinney reports.
The Illinois House voted to set aside sections of state parks as burial sites for Native Americans disinterred a century or more ago. Here's Democratic State Representative Mark Walker.
This is the bill about reinterring Native Americans who we have dug up in this state for 200 years, about taking human remains that are in cardboard boxes in our museums and universities by the thousands and finding a place to put them back where their ancestors meant them to be, which is buried in the state of Illinois.
ProPublica found the Illinois State Museum controls the remains of at least 7,000 Native Americans. This is Dave McKinney.
More college students are using artificial intelligence to support their studies. AI can help them think outside of the box, but it can also impact traditional learning. That's what University of Illinois professor and associate dean Ted Underwood told the 21st show. He says some teachers have been asking students to use AI to encourage creative thinking.
In the future, we're really going to need to ask students to generate new knowledge. We're going to need to teach them how to come up with ideas that don't already exist. That will be better all around, I think.
Underwood says students will be able to do more than what they could have done 5 to 10 years ago with the help of AI if it's implemented in a school's curriculum. Still to come, the first in a two-part series on the soaring growth of advanced placement and dual credit courses in Illinois high schools. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
In season one of the British mystery series Before We Die, Detective Inspector Hannah Lang and crime matriarch Dubravka Mimica both lived through traumatic losses of their own. In season two, Dubravka takes revenge while Hannah continues her work to take down Mimica's criminal enterprise. This series is packed with high stakes and unexpected twists. Learn how you can watch this and other international mysteries as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. In the past decade, the number of Illinois high schoolers earning early college credit from advanced placement or dual credit courses has skyrocketed. In part one of a two-part series, Peter Medlin looks at what's fueled the growth of AP and what it means for students.
So to earn college credit from an advanced placement or AP high school class, students have to pass a test at the end of the year. In Illinois, scoring a 3 or higher on that test qualifies students for at least some college credit at public colleges and universities. And if it's a private school or out of state, it's a bit more complicated. But in the last 10 years, Illinois has had the largest percent increase in the country in high school graduates scoring that 3 or higher on the AP test. Dr. Erica Thiemann is the director of the Standards and Instruction Department at the Illinois State Board of Education. And she says AP exams give those students a jumpstart towards their college degree. But even more importantly, she says, it can save them a lot of money.
The amount of money that is being saved by our Illinois families, I think it's in the $200 million range.
It does cost students money to take the exam. Tests cost nearly $100 a pop, with many students taking multiple exams. But in Illinois, low-income students only have to pay $7 per exam thanks to supplemental state funding. That can be a big deal, with the typical cost of college tuition per credit hour anywhere from around $100 to $1,000 in some cases. The state also supplies grants for schools to enhance or add more AP courses and train teachers. Joliet Township High School District has received that grant several times, including last year. Dr. Carla Guzman is the superintendent of the Joliet Township High School District. She says expanding AP access and offerings has been a big priority for them over the past decade, and that work culminated with Joliet Township winning AP District of the Year a few years ago.
We were at 138 students with 3 or higher on an exam. In 2017, we were at 645.
Along with expanding the total number of students taking AP courses, Guzman says they're also trying to expand access to low-income students and students of color. The vast majority of AP programs don't mirror the school student demographics. Out of all Illinois students who scored a 3 or higher on AP exams last year, only 3.6% were Black. And that number hasn't changed since 2012. But the number of Hispanic students has increased significantly statewide, from 12% to over 20%. Sunil Kaluri says it speaks to the importance of culturally relevant curriculum. He's an assistant professor at the University of California, Riverside. And Kaluri's researched AP courses and their impacts for years. He says historically, the College Board, the nonprofit organization who crafts AP curriculum, hasn't been great at connecting with Black students. There are current efforts like a new AP African American Studies course, but even that has been criticized when the curriculum was changed after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis threatened to ban it. Kaluri says there are also more existential questions about AP, like is it a good idea to push as many kids as possible into AP classes if many don't pass the test? There's also a question about the test itself. You have to pass that test at the end of the year to earn the college credit. And many colleges and universities have stopped looking at standardized tests like the ACT for admission and scholarships because they argue it's not a good barometer to measure learning. Kaluri says the College Board is actually introducing more project-based assessments and portfolios lately. The College Board also has a new initiative to expand AP's influence in schools even more, called pre-AP. These are regular grade-level courses meant to set students up for future AP classes. It kicks off next year, and Dr. Carla Guzman at Joliet Township says they're investing in it.
All students will either be in a pre-AP class or an AP class.
Pre-AP does raise some initial concerns from Professor Kaluri.
Okay, so College Board is going to teach every class. How much curricular control are we trying to cede from our public school professionals?
But he says, even though the current system is flawed, when you talk to students taking AP classes, they really like them.
It could be that they're good classes and the best teachers teach them, which I think we kind of have a sense of.
And he says it's important to cultivate a space where kids are excited about learning and challenging themselves. And for those who pass the test, the opportunity to save a bunch of money on college credit can be too good to pass up. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly sunny with a high of 83 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, Dave McKinney, Luis Velasquez, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.